All right, ready? Ready, start, go. We're up to daf. A little behind in the daf. Say the halud of daf yomi. We will the shabbi gone yesterday, but met time in. Oh, I'm the wrong gemara. See? No wonder. Ah! I hurt myself today. I sprained my foot. It's an einish. Let's begin the Gemara. The Gemara here says, Nay Gemara daf Mem Zayin Omer Aleph. Mem Zayin Omer Aleph, Levi Bar Shmuel. Yeah, Levi Bar Shmuel. Moz. Yeah, you right with me? You're the only person that's here, just me and you. Levi Bar Shmuel, Ashkechim, Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yehuna. He found Rabbi Avin and Rehuna Bar Chiva, the Havakami, the Piska, the Bay Rafun. They were standing by the doorway to Rafuna. Omar Luhu, so he said to them, Mahu Lachzir Mita Shaltar Soy Mashabs. He asked the following Shaila. The Shaila is, are you allowed to go and return? Are you allowed to assemble? Lachzir means to assemble a folding bed. Yeah, a mito shel tar soyim. Tar soy means a smith, a person sarfein lechayish, a copper smith. They would travel. Their services were needed in various locations. They would travel from place to place. And the question is, they would bring with them their own bed. Okay, they did not want to lie down on someone else's bed. I guess they were afraid of bed bugs or corona or who knows what, other types of diseases. So they brought with themselves their own bed, and they would assemble and disassemble their own bed when they arrived in their new location, when they set up shop, when they did their work. So let's say you have one of these beds. The shayla is, are you allowed to assemble it on Shabbos? Is this called the molacha of boineh? That was the shayla they asked him. The ashkechim, they found the Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yehuna, Rabbi Achiva, the Havikami, the Pesach, the Beir Afuna, Amalu. So he asked them, Mao lachzir mida shol tarsoim Shabbos, he's allowed to assemble it on Shabbos. Amalu, they said to him, Shaper Dami. So these were the two people. Again, it was Levi Bar Shmuel. He was the one who asked the question to Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Huna. And they gave the answer. Amrulay, both of these people gave the answer. They gave the answer to Levi Bar Shmuel. Shaper Dami, it's mutter, permitted. As lekam made Rav Yehuda. Then Levi Bar Shmuel went to Rav Yehuda. Amar, he said, Ha Rav u Shmuel de Amri Travayu. Omar, he said, they went to Rav Yehuda. Daf Mem Zayin Amir Aleph. Mem Zayin Amir Aleph. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines from the bottom. 10 lines from the bottom. Omar, so he said, Harav Ushmuel Damit Ravayu Hamachsem Midashal Tarsoyim B'Shabes Chayev Chatos. So look at this. We're going Mikotze El HaKotze. Are you the Shiloh over here? Is for those who have joined us. We want to welcome the people who have joined us from all over the world, who have joined our shir, and we're discussing a shaila of a mito shel tarsoyim. A mito shel tarsoyim is basically a bed that was assembled. It was a portable bed that you took apart into different pieces, and when you arrived in a new location, you would put it back together. Like Humpty Dumpty, all the king's horses, all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again, but they could put back together the bed of Humpty Dumpty. So the shayla is, are you allowed to put the bed together on Shabbos? Is this a malacha d'orais of binyan b'kelim? So first he was told that it's shapir dami, it's mutter l'chatchila. Then Levi Bar Shmuel went to a new location and he was told in the name of Rav Shmuel that if a person would dare take this portable bed and assemble it on the holy Shabbos, he has done such a terrible avera. It was b'shoyges chayev chatos, b'mezik b'hashobi chayev misa. So what's the obvious kash? The obvious kash is, how could it be an extreme? Normally we have machlekes in Shas. The machlekes is one says that it's asur, and the other one says it's lechatchila asur. You don't normally have in Shas extremes where one opinion says that it's mutul lechatchila shapir dami, versus another opinion that says that if you do it,
you know, like, yeah, you should do a CRBK on.
What?
Yes.
I said that. Did I not say that? I'm sorry. I thought I said that. Correct. Meisvei. Kasha. So basically, so far, all we have now are two opinions. The Gemara's Meisvei, your Kasha. Kone Minor B'Shabbos Chayiv Chatas. A person, a machzer Kone Minor B'Shabbos Chayiv Chatas. A person takes the rod of a menorah. You insert a section of a candelabra into the base on Shabbos. The melacha d'oraisa of boineh, yechayv kamer chatas. No, not boineh. Makim patish. Because the Gemara is going to explain. Okay, we'll leave this to the Rashi. Rashi really explains that it's not melacha. Rashi, this is very complicated. So, is it boineh? You just touched upon one of these sidos. Is there a din of boineh? It could very well be. Even according to the Maldama that says that there is no boine, there is make bepatish. Make, this is a velt sugya. Is make bepatish a din in boine? Is it shaykh to have make bepatish without boine? And the answer from this Rashi is
mashmi. There's a lot of background noise. Is it possible to mute?
Who's muting? Shut up.
Okay, we got it.
Okay. So now the shal over here is...
What page are we on?
Mem Zayin. 47. 47 bottles of beer on the wall. 47 bottles of beer. If one of those bottles of beer, kvaita. So you have over here a mito shelt, a kone, let's see here. Machzik kone b'shab, memoriz b'shab, 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 kone sayodin. And this is amazing. A kind of a sayyad. What's sayyad? Sayyad means a plasterer. A person who knows how to plaster. How to make the wall smooth. Or a painter. So here's the chiddush. A painter has a pole. And he paints. What happens when he wants to paint the ceiling? He attaches a piece to the pole to make the pole longer. What happens if he wants to go even higher? Hechera. He attaches another piece. And he keeps on attaching more and more pieces in order to enable him to go higher and higher and higher. And then when he is finished, he takes the pieces apart. So this kone of a sayod, it's meant lichatchila to be taken apart and to be reassembled. That is the nature of the game. The nature of the device is when you want to go further, you add a piece. When you want to go shorter, you remove a piece. So the rule is kone sayodin lo yachzir lichatchil on Shabbos. You should not put another additional piece into this pole. But v'im hechazir potter avol aser. But if he does do it, he is potter avol aser. He's not going to be chayav kamen chatas, but he has committed a terrible sin, and he will suffer the consequences for his indiscretion. Okay, so what do we see over here? What's the chilek? The chilek is a menorah is meant to be permanently put in place. Once you insert the kana into the menorah, you're never going to take it out. Therefore, it's considered to be the gemar malacha, and there's make bepatish. Whereas, when it comes to the kana shel sayadin, there is no make bepatish because it's never finished. The nature of the tool is that you should take it apart and put it back together. So we have a fundamental. So what's the question? The question is this. Let's go weiter. We're not finished yet. Let's go weiter. Rabbi Simoy Oimer. We're not finished yet. Keren Agula. A keren means a horn. And there's a certain type of musical instrument. And the way they would play is, we will be rushing in a moment. They would stick into the musical instruments, little parts. Okay, little things will be inserted into the musical instruments. Chayef, if a person inserts the parts into the round horn, he is chayef a karbon chatas. And the reason being is, when you put these things in these holes, in the round horn, they're very tight. That's the nature of this type of musical instrument. It's very, very tight, and it's not meant to be ever taken apart. Whereas, keren peshuta, if it's a flat horn, I have no idea what this is. It's some type of musical instrument which you put in different pieces to allow either you to press buttons or to the ear should come forth. In this type of instrument, it's called the keren pshuta, the pieces that you insert into the holes are very loose. And when your performance is over, you take out the little pieces and you put everything back into a kit, into your bag, which you can carry with you on the train, and no one will look at you like you're carrying this monstrosity with you. Keren Peshuto Potter. So what do we see here? We see over here that whenever you insert something into a utensil with the intent that it remain there permanently, then it's also, if you have a type of object that the entire purpose of the entire nature of the object is where it's meant to be taken apart and put back together, then it is permitted. So the question is, when it comes to the mito shel tarsoyin, it's clear as day, beyond any shadow of a doubt, that it's meant to be taken apart. If we follow the rule that we jotted on the braisa, that would indicate that there is no chiv chatos for assembling the mito shel tarsoyin, because every living creature in this world knows that after you finish sleeping on the mito shel tarsoyin, you take it apart and you take it apart into its pieces and you put it into that bag that it comes with from Amazon, and you zip it up and you put it in the trunk of your car. Everyone knows it's meant to be taken apart. So how then can Rav Shmuel Paskin that if a person assembles on Shabbos the mito shel tarsoyin, he's chayiv a carbon chatos? What is it called? They have a name. My brother used to come with it. What is it called? Pick a certain name of the type of bed, playpen type of thing for kids that you come with, and it comes and it has a certain name. You know what I'm talking about? No.
Pack and play.
Pack and play. You see that? He has enikloch. You see that? Pack and play. Exactly. Pack and play. So it's mamish what it is over here. We're mamish discussing the sugya of pack and play. It's meant to be disassembled. So how can Rav Shmuel Paskin chayef chatas for assembling the pack and play when it's beferish that if it's meant to be taken apart, there's no chiyav makev apatish? So the Gemara says, "Nakash inu diarmi ki haitana they Rav Shmuel they hold." Like the following time, Tanya Malbanos Mamita, the Karis Amita, Ulivochim Shel Sakivas. Malbanos Hamita means the frame. If you have now this is a little confusing over here. The Malbanos Hamita Rashi learns in Raglayim, Kitanim, Beyeshlan, Beis Kibul, Umachnes, Lesaychan, Roshe, Kari Hamita, Shalo, Yirkuvu, Boretz. Okay, the Malbanos Hamita means, if you have remember the olden days, people used to have carpets. I don't know anyone has a carpet anymore. Carpet's not in style anymore. People used to have these plush carpets, and they didn't like that when they put down the furniture would ruin the carpet, so they would put the furniture on top of these plastic discs that they would sell in the store in order to prevent the carpet, the furniture, from pressing down too hard on the carpet and ruining that part of the carpet, which is ridiculous anyway. Okay, but that, remember those days? So exactly what we're talking about. Over here you have these discs which are meant to be receptacles for the legs of the bed. But they weren't discs, they fit tightly. There was a certain degree of smugness. These little things, they fit into there. So therefore the Shiloh is, if you go and you take your bed and you insert these frames, or maybe like even look, maybe like something like this. Look, you see over here the chair? Look, show and tell. You see this? You see the chair? The bottom of the chair? You see it? Shimon, you see it? And I'm showing them the bottom of the chair. That's called the Malbanois Shel Mitois. That's exactly what it means. On Shabbos, if you put this gray thing on the bottom of the chair, you thrust it into the bottom of the chair, are you chai of a carbon chatas? Good example? Shlomo, you good?
There's 5 ways to put those on.
Okay, that's the Shiloh. You take those gray things, they're lying here all over the floor, these things, these gray things.
There are a few ways to put them on, frame. You can stick them, you can drill them, you can screw them, you can bang them.
So look what is over here. It says over here, Malbanos Hamita, Vikaris Hamita. So the Rashi over here says, these are the Rugolim Kitanim, V'yeshlam Beis Kibul. Umachnes L'saychan Roshe Kari Hamita, Shelo Yir Kivu Baretz. They do this in shul that it shouldn't make noise, or shouldn't scratch the floor. Or they meant the tennis balls. The tennis balls they put on the bottom of the walkers. You ever see that?
Correct.
So That's what it means. Levachim or levachim shel shakivas. What's that? Eitz katan kemendav shetoyken bekeshes. A bow and arrow, weapon. You have a bone out. I have no idea what this is, but there's some type of piece of material, a piece of wood that you stick into the bone arrow in order to assemble the bone arrow. Sha'olav on it moishech achetz. It's a piece of wood. Okay, it's not the string. Eitz katan kimindaf, board. Sha'toikin bekeshes, you thrust into the bow. Sha'korin, whatever that word is. Sha'olav on it, you pull the chetz, the arrow. Okay, whatever this is, I don't know exactly what this is. But whatever this, whatever is, lo yachzir. A person should not push this, assemble it on Shabbos. V'im hichzir potter, avol, turn the page. All the people listening across the world, we've just turned the page, wake up. We just turned the page. Potter, avol, I do that in my show in the morning. I tell everyone, I just turned the page, everyone should now wake up. Wake up, we turn the page. Potter, avol, osser. The lo yitka, and you should not push it in tightly, because if you put it in tightly, then that's in the melach deraisa v'im toka. Chayev chatos. Rabbi Shimon Galil Omer, im hoya rafu im mutter. If it was weak, then it's going to be mutter lechatchila. If when you push it in, it's going to be weak. So what's so what is the answer? The answer is how does this answer the question? It's a machlekes tanoim. Rabbi Abba and Rav Huna, they follow Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Okay, that's the answer. In other words, we had over here a question with the mita shel tarsoyim. Are you allowed to assemble the mita shel tarsoyim? So the first two opinions were Rabbi Abba and Rav Huna, and they said shapir dami. They went, then the person, Levi Bar Shmuel, went to a new location, and he was told that it's Chayev Chatos. So what's the answer? The answer is, it's Machlekes Tanoim. We just presented here the Halacha, V'im Taka, Chayev Chatos. If you take the Malbinoi Shel Mitois, and the Karya Mita, you thrust it inside, Chayev Chatos. And Rabbi Shimon Galil says, if it's Rafu, if it's not so strong, it's Mutter. It's mutter. So what do we see? We see that this whole machlekes, Tanakama says, v'lo yitka, v'im toka chayv chashev. And he says, no, in ho yirafi mutter, it's mamash mikotze el akotze. So the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, that holds a chayv chatos, is going like the Tanakama, and Rabbi Abba, and the other man, the Yama, who's the other person's name? The other one was Rabbi Abba and Rav Huna. They follow Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel that says in Mechoyer Rafui Mutter, because the Mita Shel Tarsoyim was in the category of Rafui. Okay, we good? Vayit a little bit more. Be Rav Chama have a Mita Gilol Nisa. There was a bed from the Galil, and this was a bed which was portable, same exact thing. This was a bed which you can disassemble. Have a mahadri la biyom tova, and he went in front of them, and he was a guest. He brought his own bed, and he assembled it on Yom Tov. Omar le yahu mirabon l'rova, my daitach, binyamin atzad. What are you doing? Mamashim mechalel Yom Tov b'farhesia here in this community. Who asked you to come here? You bring your own bed, and you assemble it on the holy Yom Tov. What? Because you hold it Zbinyam Min Atzad. This is called Min Atzad because it's not, Rashi learns that it's not tight. Nihi di Isur de'oirai soleka Isur de'rabonin mi'a'ika. Omar lei. So he said to him, no. Ano kirabon Shimon ben Gamliel Svili di Omar imhoye rafui mutar. So another support this principle. That's the Gemara's Maskana. Gemara's Maskana is like this. Gemara's Maskana is, there are three Madregos. Madrega number one is when it's Mamish Kavua. Okay, it's Mamish permanent. Then it's a Molacha Deraisa. If it's not Mamish permanent, but it's weak, then we have a Machlekes. One opinion says that it's Osir Midrabanan, Potter Avalasar, and Rabban Shimon Gamliel holds that it's Mutter Lichatchila. Now, when it comes to the Mita Shel Tarsoyim, it's not so clear what's going on. Because the Gemara's Maskana, there are three Madregos. If it's Takua, Chayev Chatos. If it's rafui, then it's potter avol aser, but Rabbi Shmuel says that it's mutter. When it comes to the midah shel tarsayim, we had a machlokes according to Rav Shmuel, chayiv chatos. According to Rabbi Abba, it was shapir dami, monavshach. Was it takua? Was it not takua? So you have to say that the shayla was, that was goof of the shayla, that sometimes you have a type of bed or type of mitzias where it's not clear what exactly it was. So Rabbi Abba held two things. Number one, he held that the degree of the midah shel tarsayim is only rafui, and they also hold that rafui is mutter lechatchila. Rav Shmuel held the midah shel tarsayim is not begeder rafui. They're arguing on what appears to be the mitzias. What appears, I don't know, you have to figure out how that can be, is that it wasn't begeder rafui, it was begeder takua. And they held takua, it's mamish, they hold it's mamish adaraisa when it's takua. Okay, but that appears to be the gist of what the Gemara here says. Next, so you're nice and clear tachas and never kabel nitzaitzis. Okay, new halacha. You're allowed to put a clear under the nair lekabel nitzaitzis letitin l'soich ha-mayim. Shabbos kodesh. And the nair shal Shabbos is throwing out sparks. There are sparks that are flying forth from the nair shel Shabbos. Are you allowed to put a utensil underneath the leichter to catch the sparks, because you are afraid the sparks may ignite the tablecloth or the window shades and Rachmana Lestam make a fire? So the answer is yes. You're allowed to put a kli underneath the sparks in order to underneath the leichter to mekabel the sparks. Why would you think you're not allowed to do so? This is a new yisod in muksa. Yemevatel kli mehechonoi. Until this point in time, you have a plate. You have a receptacle. The receptacle is not muksa. The receptacle is 100% it's mutter. By you putting this receptacle in this location and something that is muksa will fall upon it, you will no longer be able to move this utensil for the remainder of Shabbos. Because let's say something that's mamish muksa falls upon, let's say the oil is dripping, and the oil we hold is muksa, it was a bosses. We learned yesterday that according to Yehuda, the oil in the Ner Shel Shabbos is the bosses l'dover ha'osra ben ha'shmoshes. Nigud yiskasil ben ha'shmoshes yiskasil kul yuma. So if oil drips from a receptacle, it falls on a plate, so then that plate now is off limits for the remainder of Shabbos, because on that plate there is a drop of oil, and that oil was muksa ben ha'shmoshes, and that oil now is resting in a new location upon that plate, so now the plate cannot be removed for the remainder of Shabbos. I, by taking this plate and positioning it here in this location, I've now made the plate unusable on Shabbos. I've made it muksa, because until now the plate was usable by putting the plate under the oil. I've made the plate into mevatel a kli mei heichonoi. I was mevatel the usage of a kli from its normal purpose. So it says over here, so that's not a problem. It's mut. Why is the mut? The Gemara is going to explain, because it does not become muksa. Why? Because the sparks that fly from a candle are a davar she'ein boy mamish. They have no essence, no substance. So when it falls down on the plate is not batel mehichonoi. It's as if nothing fell on the plate. If nothing fell on the plate, so why are you doing it? That's a separate kasha. People do things that don't necessarily make sense just to satisfy their mind. But still, it's not going to make the kli batel mehechonoi, because the sparks that fall on the plate have absolutely no mamoshes. They don't exist. Nochmo. Noistim kli tachas enel kabel nitzaitas v'loitim l'sech ha'mayim. However, I'm not allowed to go put in a receptacle underneath the leichter water, because that's going to cause the sparks to extinguish prematurely when they fall into the water. So I'm being it's not a kibui de oraisa, but I'm being goyreim a kibui. Below yitin l'soichoi mayim v'neishu mechaber, you are prematurely causing it to go out. How are you allowed to go put a plate underneath the sparks? The kli has a purpose, and the sparks are muksa. Amar Rav Huna, b'rei Rav Yeshua, nitzaitzais ein bohen mamish. Sparks have no substance. ולא ייתן לזה חמיים אם אין שום אחד, ולא אמר תנן סתם כנב יסי, דם רבי דאמר, גוידם לכי ביוסו, what do you mean? I'm not mamish extinguishing, what am I doing wrong? I'm taking some water, I'm putting a plate of water underneath the sparks, the sparks didn't come yet, I'm only a goyim lukki boy, and yet it says that it's usur, vatizbara, eimah, dem rabi yosi b'shabbos. When did Rabbi Yossi say that you're not allowed to go put a kli moly mayim underneath the sparks? It's only on Shabbos. Be'erev Shabbos mi Amar. Who says erev Shabbos? V'chi teima hochanam b'Shabbos. Maybe tell me over here that the case is going when you put this kli on Shabbos. V'yatanya nois din kli tachas haner. It says beferish nebrai. So you can put a kli tachas haner l'kabel nitzaitos b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos. V'ein tzarch lema be'erev Shabbos. ולא ייתן לסי חיימיים on Shabbos, במני שהוא מחדה. ולא ייתן לסי חיימיים במני שהוא מחדה, מערב Shabbos, even ערב Shabbos, ואין צריך לא אמר בשבס. So what's the problem? So over here we have, the Mishnah over here is teaching such incredible, it says, it's going like Rabbi Yossi, that Yigoyrim Kibui. The Mishnah here is not, what's the kasha? The kasha is not stomach rabbi yois, goyim likibui osa. Okay, goyim likibui. Problem here is,
what's the problem with erev Shabbos?
The gemara over here. The gemara over here is that's exactly what's kasha. The gemara's kasha over here. What is the problem? Is exactly what the gemara is making an assumption that the mishnah here is going. The mishnah over here is going even erev Shabbos. Beferish, it says in the brisa. ולא ייתן לסויחוי מים מבני שהוא מחבא מערב שבס, ואין צורך לומר בשבס. The Brisa is elaborating upon the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you're not allowed to take a utensil of water and put it underneath the nitzaitzos, underneath the nair, because you're going to be goyim kibui. Frank the Gemara, what's the problem? The only time Rabbi Yossi holds that goyim kibui is us, is if you do it on Shabbos mamish, but there's no prohibition to be goyim kibui me'erev Shabbos. There's no, so therefore, why does the Mishnah say that it's awesome? What's the problem? The Gemara, it's a Dover Poshut that the case of the Mishnah is Me'erev Shabbos. But that's the case. Because the Braisa, since the Braisa says explicitly Me'erev Shabbos, we have a right to assume that the Braisa is in sync with the Mishnah. Generally, we don't want there to be a Machlekes, a Braisa, and a Mishnah. And if the Braisa explicitly elaborates, the chilik between the Mishnah and the Brayis, the Mishnah is Mekatzer, and the Brayis is Marech. Rabbeinu HaKadosh deliberately selected the Mishnais because they were Mekatzer. It was too much for the Talmidim to memorize everything, so he only selected members that were Mekatzer. And if you have a problem knowing exactly the Pshat in the Mishnah, look in the Brayis will be Marech, will be Mazvir, what the Pshat in the Mishnah is, unless you have no choice but to say that the Brayis is chilik on the Mishnah. So here we have no reason to assume it's chalik on the Mishnah. If the Braisa says that you're not allowed to put a kli shalmayim tachas haner afilu me'erev Shabbos, the kol shekin b'Shabbos, it must be that's what the Mishnah means as well. But now we're in a trouble because we don't understand why that should be the case. If you put it, if the only reason why you're not allowed to go do this is because of garam l'kibu is only us around Shabbos. There is no prohibition of garam l'kibu me'erev Shabbos. So what's on the Mishnah? The Gemara says, this is El Amar Rav Ashi. It's not called Goyim Kibui. I feel to him Rabbi Rabbanan. Shani Hocha Bemeishim Korev Es Kibuyoi. That's Svei Dinim. This Gemara, not for the fact that it's a piece of Gemara, you would say it's a Brisker Rav. It's Rav Chaim. It's one of those type of Gemaras. There's a chilik between Goyim Kibui and Mikarev Es Kibuyoi. You hear the lumbus? This is something you mamish straight out of the playbook of Rav Chaim. Tzvei dinim, a din called goyrein and mekarev. What's the chilek? Look at Rashi. Rashi says she mekarev es kibuyoi zimein kibuy lehedya. That's a very, very fine statement. You are mezamein. What is a goyrein? A grama. This gemara is gold to fataych a chilek between a grama and a garmi. What's a grama? A grama is mutter. A garmi is aser. What's the chilek between a gram and a garmi? See all these books over here on the shelf? That's how many books you need to explain the chilek between a gram and a garmi. A gram is mutter. A garmi is aser. A garmi is more direct. A gram is less direct. What does that mean exactly? Well, here we have an example. We have a gram and we have mikarev. And Rashi Tafatayit, what does it mean, Makarev? Zimain. I have already designated the item that's going to do the job. Zimain Kibui Lehedya. Vahavale Mechabe Mamish. Ihave Yovle B'Shabbos. He is another Nekuda Rashi. If I were to do this on Shabbos itself, taking a glass of water and putting it underneath the candles, this is Begeder Mechabe Mamish. Really? Why? It didn't happen yet. The spark didn't fly off the candle yet. It seems like it doesn't matter, since it's inevitable that it's going to fall off the candle. And now by me putting water there on Shabbos, it's Mamish on the Loch of Kibbut. Pile Ployim, what it says here. Memela, when I do this Erev Shabbos, this is like called a Garmi. This is called Zimein Kibui Lehedya. The very, very fine Svaris. We need Talmidei Chachamim to explain the depth of these words. Hadron Aloch Kira, Hadron Aloch Kira, Hadron Aloch Kira. We learned the entire parak together. You know that? We learned the whole parak, every single word here together in the Shir. You know that? Shlomi, you look very disturbed. What's wrong?
I'm fine. Let's go.
Bameh, Toimnin. I look at Shlomi, I say to myself, there's a mita mutsas, shulchonoi oroch, ner delakas, yimamesh of alamailos there. Shimon, am I saying good? Look, behind him there's a ner delakas. The mita mutsas. He's sitting by the table. It's unbelievable. Mamish, a living Torah. A living Torah.
Oh,
the bed is still there. What? Bameh toimnin, bameh in toimnin. Nice sugi, nice unfang. Bameh toimnin, hatmona. On Shabbos, are you allowed to cover the urn? Are you allowed to cover the urn with a shmata on Shabbos? No. That's called Atmana. You're adding hevel, you're adding heat. What about Erev Shabbos? So here the Mishnah says that even Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to fully insulate. The translation for the word Toim Nin means insulate. R95, you have in your house R95? Or R19, sorry, R19. Right? R95,
you're talking about N95.
I'm sorry, R19 or R17, you have different insulation.
R19 is very, very thick, but okay.
R19 insulation, fiberglass insulation. I had a guy come take out the asbestos once, and he says, don't worry, in a couple of years I'll be back to take out all of the fiberglass insulation. They have just not yet declared it to be poisonous, but the day will be when they'll declare it also to be poisonous, and I'll have to come back and take that out also. But in the meantime, we all have fiberglass insulation. So, bamet toimnin uvamo ein toimnin. What type of insulation are you allowed to put around your pot? Erev Shabbos. Look at Rashi. This is a very important sugya. Rashi, habol l'salik keder me'al gabi akira. A person comes to remove a pot. Now, Rashi is a lot of words here, a lot of words into the Mishnah. Habol l'salik kedera, a pot. Me'al gabi kira uvile toimno. Bedover acher, and to insulate it, bedover acher, the amr chachamim ein toimnin bedover hamoysef hevel el bedover hamamin hevel ihave hamoysef mi hu hamoysef va'asa. What are the items that are moysef? This is erev Shabbos. This all taking place erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos. It's erev Shabbos, and the cholent is complete. The cholent is fully cooked, and you take the cholent out of the oven. But you want the cholent to remain hot for tomorrow or for tonight. So you want to insulate it in something that will keep it warm. So what type of material are you allowed to use to insulate the cholent? So the Gemara says, you would think, if not for this Mishnah, you would think, who cares? I'm not doing anything wrong. I can use anything that I want to insulate my pot. I'm not doing Molocha Derais of Eish Havara. Along come Chazal, not so fast. If the item that you use has magical properties where it has the ability to add heat, even though there is no fire, the fire is gone. Deraisa, Shimon, I think you have to mute yourself, Shimon. On Shabbos, the only issur d'oraisa is to light a fire. I'm not lighting any fire. Nevertheless, if you have an item that you're gonna use for insulation that has the ability to magically take the pre-existing heat, that is the existing heat that's in the food, and somehow intensify it, so Chazal will goizer midirabanan. It's like
the temperature. Is that what you're saying?
Seemingly, yeah. It's not so clear what all this means. All this stuff is little hard. You have to go to a laboratory to understand what this means. What does it mean exactly? Moisif hevel. What does it mean exactly? Go to a laboratory. Is that what it means? Is that really possible? What is hevel? It doesn't say we increase the heat. Hevel is not heat. Hevel.
What is hevel?
I don't know. Go to a laboratory. Ask them what hevel is.
Look it up in Kayalis.
What is hevel? Havel hadvarim akol hovel. There are seven havolim in that pasuk. I don't know. What is hevel? Hevel is not heat. What does it mean exactly? Obviously, there is a property in a food that's hot that
hevel is like a loft. It's like a loft. It's air, but it's not air.
I don't know if we know what exactly this is. I don't know. How could you raise the temperature? Impossible. If you take something off the fire, that's it. It is what it is.
I want you to know something, Ephraim. Don't paskin for me, but my wife every Friday night takes the soup off the fire.
Yeah.
Puts it into a, I don't think it's a special towel. It's a towel.
Mutter. That's like mutter. There. It's not moisef hevel.
Bath size.
That's all the items you have in the house are not.
The thing is steaming.
It doesn't matter. The shmata that you wrap it in is not moisef hevel. We don't have these things in the house. They would be hazardous. All of the things that are listed in the Mishnah today would be declared hazardous materials. Okay? It's like asbestos. Asbestos is amazing. You know, asbestos really works.
You're saying it's a chemical reaction of some sort?
It seems so. I don't know. I really don't know. All I know is it says here in the Mishnah there's a principle called moisef hevel. It doesn't say that it's moisef heat. Because L'chara, you can't. I don't know. It's some property in a food that is hot.
You agree with your terminology, but what's the terminology if you're full of hot air?
That's gaiva. Vita.
It's also very negative.
Let's go vita. But in time, what is gefes? The refuse of olives, shemen. Shukonus yachad v'cham. Now he writes Rashi here. He writes the word v'cham me'oid. Now Rashi is the word chamimus. Okay, there's something called hevel, and there's something called chamimus, cham. So if you take the refuse of olives and you use it to wrap up a pot. So somehow, it's a gzera midrabanan. It's like you're reheating the pot on Shabbos. It's like you're reheating the pot, even Erev Shabbos. You can't do this even Erev Shabbos. Because it's like you're heating it. Let's see the words. I'm getting a little confused. V'loi b'gefes, v'loi b'zevel, fertilizer, v'loi b'melach, salt. Okay, there's too much noise. I think I'm Shol Lehman. I'm Shol, can you maybe put on mute? Avishol, I think there's too much noise coming. Avishol, can you maybe put your phone on mute? Because I think there's a lot of noise coming from the background. Is it your phone? I don't know, maybe not. Whether it's moist, whether it's dry. That's straw. Gazin is fleeces of wool. Now these things are only forbidden. Teven, gazin is fleeces of wool. B'muchin is soft cotton. V'loy ba'asav and grass provide the wet. B'zman shachin lachin. Avol toimnin bochen shimin. Your question, okay? If you have a shmat, if a towel, that is l'chatchila muta to wrap it on Shabbos and before Shabbos. Toimnin bochen kishen yivation. Now this is a very complicated Mishnah. Read the words of Rashi very quickly. Toimnin habol l'sakadim yagav. We said before, write the next gefes. Social bit. Sabat shemin shukonis yachad v'chanoid. Lachin. Yeish b'chem hevel harbe yoyse miveshen zogin is psoila shel yekev yayin. Okay, zogin is the leftovers of the grapes. Muchan is called over rach, kodim brin that is soft. Kogoyin tzemer gefen katin. Utalisha tzemer wool. Rach shalbehem of ugreiras begodim beluyim and worn out shmatas. Okay, now let's see the Gemara. Yibar lu. Okay, now let's see that again. This whole mission over here, is Erev Shabbos. Even Erev Shabbos. You're not allowed to do this. Would you believe that? Is that a chumrah? It's a chumrah. You can't even do this Erev Shabbos. What's the reason? Why you can't do this? So here in my safe, in the Masift, it says, Shema Yavoi Lahatmin Beremetz. Very important you cite. Because if we allow you to do this with these items, you may come to drape or to insulate your chalent in live burning coals. And what's the problem with that? If you insulate your chalent in live burning coals and you discover Friday night that the chalent is not hot enough, what are you going to do? You're going to stir the coals. This goes back to the beginning of Masech Tekira. Just like you're not allowed to leave your pot in the oven over Shabbos unless you do it's Gerufa Ketuma, you remove the coals, or you sprinkle ash, or like what we call today, you have a blech, because you may come to stir the coals. So too, even if you take your pot out of the oven and it's steaming hot, and you wrap it up in something that's Moisif Hevel, Osir. Because something that's Moisif Hevel is a gzera, Otu, you may next time wrap your pot in live burning coals. And wrapping your pot and immersing your pot in live burning coals is no different than leaving your pot in the oven over Shabbos with live, with fire, with coals. And there is a real gezerah, shema yichate begecholim. You may come to stir the coals. So also you may come, if we let you go and wrap up your pot in a davar shemois lefevel. Oh, excellent. Kulachad gezerah. Kulachad gezerah, it's all one zach. And you're saying very good. Sometimes... Okay, listen, you're right. I don't know the answer. I don't know. This is the sugya. This is a big sugya. When do you say, well, there's a setup? We once learned this. We once discussed this. I don't remember anything. We once
the
went.
Have to do with adding Hevel.
What?
It's things.
No. It's Kula Chodek Zero. That's what it says. If you're going, we're going to allow you to wrap your pot in the Dover Hamas of Hevel. You're going to come to put your pot in Remetz, in Kols. And what's the problem with that? You're right, it's another gzera. Remetz, he may come to be machate begecholim. So it's a gzera le gzera. Good kasha. I don't know the answer. There are times, there's a set of klolim. You have to go learn these Rosh Hashiva shirim. There's a set of klolim. When do we say that ain goyzim gzera le gzera? And when do we say gzera le gzera? There are times, there are different, there are all them rules. Any of them to go weiter. Next, Iboil, the following Shail, Gevish, okay, quick. Iboil, Gevishal, Zaysim Tanan, Aval, Dushum Shim, Shabidami. Now we want to become a scientist. Put on your lab technician coat and enter the laboratory. And let's see, Daik in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, it says here, Gefes. Gefes is olives. What about sesame seeds? Did you ever think about that, Shimon? Sesame seeds, the Gefes of Shum Shimon? Are they Moisif Hevel? Maybe we say the Shum Shim Tanan that when it says the Mishnah, the Kol Shkein the Zaysim, that it's a given. It's a given that even though the Mishnah did not say, the Mishnah really, the Greg, I don't know if it means the Greg Girsa, Raj doesn't explain, but it means the Shum Shim Tanan, the Kol Shkein the Zaysim. Toshma, Gemra Zay Mishum Chad Bey Rabbi Yanai. Kupo is a box. Shetamanba, which you've insulated, okay. You put which shenoisen ba muchin with tuman ba kedera, also lihanicha al gefes shel zaysim. You have a box that you wrapped up in a shmata, so it's already insulated once, and now you want to insulate it with a second layer of gefes. Shel zaysim olives. So what does it say? Shema mina shel zaysim tanan. Now we have clarity in the Gemara's question. I'm sorry, I didn't explain. There are tzvei zachen. There's gefes shel zaysim and gefes shel shum shemin. The word gefes can refer to either one or the other. So the question is, when it says in the Mishnah the word gefes, all gefes means literally is leftovers. we discussing the leftovers of Shum Shemin, Kol Shekein Zesim, or are we discussing the Gefes of Zesim in, but Shum Shemin does not produce enough Hevel? So here we have a Braisa, and the Braisa explicitly says Gefes Shel Zesim, which is Mashma, that you're allowed to do Atman with Gefes Shel Shum Shemin. Vaita. But this is not the case. When it comes to this, that now this means to add more heat. There's a fundamental difference in this case and the case of the Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah was you take the pot out of the oven, and the only layer of insulation is the gefes. Whereas here, the item already has been insulated in layer number one of muchan, of soft things. So now the gefes, the dover that's moisef hevel, is layer number two. Oh, when it comes to layer number two, then we're going to be mach, then we're going to be makel, only gefes, but not shumshamin. But if you're dealing with layer number one of insulation, even shumshamin. Got it? Vaita. Here it's asuke, it means to add more hevel. Then the zeisim maske havla, zeisim add more hevel. But the shumshamin loy maske, but shumshamin is not going to be maske, not going to add more havla. Vait in the Gemara, Rabbah, Rabbi Zera, Iklu lebei Reish Kalusa. They went to the Reish Kalusa. Was a Purim. Rab and Rabbi Zera, they always hung out together. Notice that. Kom Rabbe Shachtei le Rabbi Zera. These are the Purim people. Rabbah slaughtered Rabbi Zera, and he told him, next year come back to me. And Rabbi Zera says, Labuchol Yoima Misrachish Nisa. Not every time is there a miracle. So Rabbah. And Chazal say Rabbah was a joker, and Rabbi Zera was a depressed person, and Rabbah tried to always cheer him up. They went to the Reish Galusa. Chazua lahu avda the anach kuza de maya apuma de kuma. They saw a servant. He took a pitcher of water and he put him upon the kumkuma. The kumkum means upon the kettle, upon the fire. Mecham shel chamin, v'akuza hoisa meleya tzaynin. So this is kedera al gabe kedera. Okay, this is a very important sugya.
Jug of water in the mouth of the kettle.
Yeah, now the kettle was on the fire. The kettle was off the fire, but the kettle was steaming hot. And now he took a pitcher of cold water and he put on top of the kettle. So what happened? Nasei Rabbah. Rabbah gave out a shout. He shouted, "What in the world are you doing?" Amale Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera said to Rabbah, why are you abusing, harassing the servant? What he's doing is perfectly permissible. Maishnomi Mecham al Gavi Mecham. Why is this different than taking a hot kettle and putting it on top of another hot kettle? Amale. So Rabbi said, how could you compare the case of putting a hot kettle on a hot kettle versus to the case of a cold kettle on top of a hot kettle? Hosam oikume komoikim. There, the hot kettle on top of a hot kettle is permitted because you're just retaining the pre-existing heat. The bottom kettle is hot. The top kettle is hot. By putting the top on top of the bottom, you're just preserving whatever you already have. Here, by putting the cold on top of the hot, you're making the cold hot. Hosam ikumi kamekim hocha oilude kamoilid. You're coming. You're making. You mean moilid. You're coming over. You're making something new. Look at Rashi. Rashi hosam ikumi mekim sham mecham elyon gam bo yesh maim chamin. The atachden ena ela maimit. Should not get cold. But over here, you're making something brand new. So therefore, what did he say? Hodar chazei deparas. Fine. So therefore, he let him alone. Next, the servant went to something else. Hodar chazei deparas das todar apume dekuva. What is a das tovar? a sudar, a handkerchief, on top of the kanak. In other words, he was insulating a hot pot. Va'anach natla ilavei, and he put on top of it a kli. He put a kli, a natla. Like that's why you say this. The mukabayla is this gemara is very important. This kedai come tonight to daf memches and Shabbos to learn this piece of gemara because natla means an utensil. That's why you make the brach asher kiddushon b'mitzvos v'mitzvanu al nitilas yodayim. Why don't you make the bracha of al rechitzas yodayim? Why nitilas yodayim? And the most popular answer is because the word natla is a utensil, and built into the bracha is a reminder that the way you wash your hands is not by just putting them on the water. You must use a kosher utensil to wash your hands. Va'anach nalo ilavei. You put a utensil on top of it. So nase rabba. So look what he did. The servant went, there was a hot mecham, he put on the mecham a sudar, a handkerchief, on top of the handkerchief, he put a natla, is a utensil. A kli sheshoavim yayin minakuva, the ladle. Nase rabba. Amalei Rab Zeira Mai, what are you so upset about? Amalei hash the chazis. What did he do? What did he do wrong? He did nothing wrong. Think about it. What did he do? Look what happened. He has a pot. The pot is steaming hot. He put a towel on top of the pot, and he put an empty ladle on top of the towel. Okay. What did he do wrong? What are you so worked up about? So Rabbi Zeira, so Rabbi, watch. You'll see what's going to happen now. Hash the chazis, l'sof chazia, the koma atzar lay. The end was he squeezed the water that got absorbed in the towel. In other words, there was hevel rising from the pot. It got absorbed into the towel. The towel was, and then he went and he squeezed it. Schita. Amalei, what's the problem? Maishna mi par roinka. Why is this different than a garment that you spread? There's a paronika means. The paronika means it's the garment that you spread on top of a barrel, and there the rule is. The rule is there that you're allowed that when you move around the barrel, the shmat on top of the barrel it gets squeezed out. What's exactly the case of the person? I forgot this already. That beged that you spread on top of the barrel, the open barrel also it gets wet, and there if you squeeze it, if accidentally you end up squeezing it. You squeeze it, when you remove the wine, there's nothing wrong. In other words, how are you allowed to spread? The halacha is, you're permitted to spread upon an open barrel a shmata. And we're not concerned that the shmata is going to accidentally fall into the barrel and get soaking wet. Wine! Wine is in the barrel. You have a barrel of wine, and the barrel is half empty. The halacha is that on Shabbos you're permitted to take a shmata and to cover the barrel. Why? Why is it mutter? There's a real concern that the shmata is going to fall into the barrel, get soaking wet, and you're going to take out the shmata, and you're going to squeeze. And by squeezing, you're going to be over on the issa d'raisa of schita, or libun, really, when you're going to squeeze, with the schita, you're going to be cleaning the towel. So just like there, it's mutter. We're not concerned. Likewise here, he has a pot, and he put a shmata, a towel on top of the pot. And on top of that, he put a utensil, I guess, to hold it in place maybe. It doesn't really clear why he put the utensil. This is not there. So you can't do that. Seemingly, the reason why you did not want him to do that, you did not want him to go put on top of the pot a towel on top of the pot, to keep the pot warm, is because there's a concern that he may fall into the pot and then it'll squeeze the towel. And indeed, that's exactly what happened. So just because he made a mistake, it doesn't mean that that's the halacha, that you're not allowed to do it. So he says, no, there's a very big difference. Amalei, hasam le kapit ilave, hach kapit ilave. The difference. When it comes to the barrel, the type of garments they spread on the barrel, you don't care about. It's of no concern to you if it's soaking wet, if it's clean, it's not clean. Therefore, Chazal were not concerned with the possibility you may come to squeeze it, because the truth is you couldn't care less if it gets soaked with wine. Here, this towel you do care about. The towel that he put upon the barrel, upon this hot urn, whatever it was a towel that was meant to clean your hands or some other function, which you are makbid, that it should not get dirty. His head covering, his hat. Memela, this you are concerned about. That you're not allowed. Okay, that's the Gemara's maskana. Okay, Vaita, next piece of Gemara. V'lebet heaven. You're not allowed to insulate a pot with wet straw. Wet teven is a davar hamaisif hevel. Let's say you have the muchan. Now this is the muchan, the soft things which are not wet. Right? If it's wet, you're not allowed to do it. Here we're discussing here. Which muchan? The muchan that's wet or not wet?
Moichin.
The moichin, right? The moichin is the soft material. So over here it appears that this is mortar. You're dealing with the moichin. The moichin means it's not wet. We learned in the Mishnah that it's usher to be insulate with moichin that's moist. Why? Because of it's moist of hevel. But let's say it's not moist, then it is mortar. So the shayla over here is, let's say it's not moist. It's not wet. So it's mortar. Just because it's not a problem, it's not a problem of hatmana, but there's another issue, and that is it's muktza. Why is it muktza? Because this material is meant to be used in preparation to make clothing. So right now it has no function. So even though there's no shaila here of a gzeir of shem yichat v'gcholim, because there's no din of hatman, there's no isra of hatman, but what about the isra of muksa? So boy, minei rav adu b'maras mei abaya, moichin, shetam b'chem ma'al talam shabbos, amal levichim, b'nei she'en lo'i kupa, shel teven, oimeid, just because you don't have a kupa, a box of straw, oimeid, umafke kupa shel moichin, it's very expensive. And indeed you are correct, it's muksa. A person doesn't go take moichin, which is very valuable, and use it as insulation for his pots. If a person did so, it's still muksa. It doesn't mean that his mafkrit becomes now his new go-to insulation for his pots. It was a temporary thing that he did only for the Shabbos, but it remains in its state of muksa. And on Shabbos in a chanami, you're not allowed to touch it. After you're not allowed to touch it. Lei mesayle, toimim begizei tzemer. You're allowed to do atmana in fleeces of wool, with tzipei tzemer. Okay, tzipei and tzemer is the same thing as after you comb it. A gizei tzemer is raw tufts of wool. Uvitzibe means after you've combed it. Uvil shonesh lagaman, tongues of purple wool. Uvimoichin, v'ein mitaltelin oisan. But after you do the hatmana, you have to pull the pot out of the mitzvah. You can't touch it. You have to open up the pot and remove the food, or you have to pick up the whole pot out of these things. You're not allowed to actually metaltal these items because they're muksa. So therefore, it's muksa. Have a raya. Have a ferish raya. You're not allowed to metaltal. It's not a raya. Imushum chalo irya hachi kamar. Im loy toman bohen. No, that's not what it means in the Mishnah. The Mishnah means that if you go and you take these expensive items and you use it for hatmana, you will mevata a lid from its previous state of muksa. By designating them for a permissible purpose, it's no longer muksa. But if you don't actually use it to insulate your pots, and it's stam, you have a long around your house, you have argomois, tongues of argomon, or the tzipe tzemer, whatever these things are, then indeed it's going to be muksa. V'chochi kamar, im loy toman bohen, ein mitag l'noisan. Frag the gemar, what's the chiddish? Who doesn't know this halacha that's expensive raw materials on muksa on Shabbos? Yochi malu memra. Mao the same chazi lemizga I alave. No, they have a function. What's the function? To sit on them. You may think that these items, if they're lying around your house, even though you may be in the business of making these things into fine garments and expensive utensils, but as long as they're lying around my house, I'm going to use them as a chair, as a cushion on my bed, whatever it is. So Kamashla, no. if you have raw material and the derech is to use this raw material for a purpose, you're not allowed to use it. Okay? Vait, one more one Gemara before we conclude. Rav Chisda shar la'adure udra lebe sadya b'shabbos. He was matir to put the udra. Udra is another word for the muchan. Okay, udra means the soft material. Another word, same word as the muchan. To put it on top that fell out from the sadya is the chair. If you have a chair, have a mattress, in ancient times, how did they make mattresses? They took material and they sfashtupped it with chazarai. They stuck into the material soft things. Anything soft you can find in your house, you stuff into this thing and you make a pillow out of it. What happens if on Shabbos all the money comes out of your mattress? Are you allowed to stuff it back into the mattress on Shabbos? The answer is yes. You're allowed to push it back into the mattress if it comes stuff, it comes out of the mattress on Shabbos. Oh, but
it's money,
anything with money, you're allowed to do. Rav Chisda Shara, he was matir lahaduri udur, the soft material lebesadya onto the pillows that came out b'shabata. Really? It's not muksa. Ese Rav Chanan bar Chisda, Rav Chisda matir lebesadya b'shabas. You're allowed to open up the neck. Now this means if you buy a new garment, today you buy a new garment, there are always tags. If you get to take off the tags on Shabbos, are you allowed to remove the tags? What are you paskin,
Shem? Forget that, you go to jail for 10 years.
On the mattress. No more. They still write that on the mattress? They still write that on the mattress?
Life imprisonment if you remove the tags.
That's only a mattress. He's talking about clothing.
Are you allowed to take off the tags? You have to know,
yes.
How to. A lot of the women tell me that you don't take off the tags. You have to make sure they're not seen. So after Shabbos, you can bring it back to the store. and get your money back. No, you ever hear that before? Women, they go buy these very expensive gowns. They go to a wedding and then the next day they bring it back, and they just somehow, when they went to the wedding, they somehow were able to cover the area where there was the tag. Unethical conduct in the marketplace. Okay, so that's what all these fancy weddings are forcing people to do these crazy things. So are you allowed? So the answer is yes. You're allowed to take off a tag on. It's destructive. It's a destructive act. It's mutter. So too, are you allowed to go on? You buy a garment, and then they do this. They get a suit, and they stitch the back, the slit in the back, the fancy suits. They stitch them shut. So are you allowed to open up? Are you allowed to slash those stitches on Shabbos if you forget to open up the stitches on a new suit? Are you allowed to do so? So they didn't do that on the... What? Mikra, didn't... What?
What do you use to open up those...
Your bare hands. Use your hands. You rip it apart with your bare hands. If I'm not mistaken, you're allowed to do it. If I'm not mistaken. Now, what about they did with the shirts? You have a talus. Think about a talus skutton. Your talus, you have a V-neck talus skutton. So it's a V-neck. So when you put it all over your head, you open up the V, right? The V, it's always open. But let's say they have a V-neck, but for some reason, they stitched the top of the V together. So it doesn't go over your head unless you open it up. Are you allowed to break open that stitch in order to open up the V-neck so you can stick your head inside? You know what I'm talking about? Did you ever buy a talus gun that has a V-neck? You buy the V-neck or you buy the round? You buy the wool or the cotton? You buy the two holes or the one hole? 24 inch? 26? 22?
What's two holes?
Two holes is the Mishnah Berurah says, Mechse ki yahora. Instead of the tzitz going over the edge, there are two holes. I like the two holes much better. Mishnah Berurah says mechse ki yahara. I heard that mechse is only on talus gadol mechse ki yahara. Talus gadol, no one sees. You can do the two holes. Two holes, you have less shyless.
I can't say.
Let me bring it closer. I can't see. Bring it closer to the screen.
Are you sure there are talisim with the two holes?
They don't. That's one hole. That's one hole. That's a one hole.
Yeah.
That's There's a problem with that. What's because cool? Al-Kanfe, it has to drape over the corner. So when you have a one hole, 95% of the time, it's draping on the bottom. It's not draping along the side. So that's why people like to have, they make it tight. All the, this is not a Shiran Tzitzis. Any event.
Picture, Shlomo, you see your hole, picture another hole half a centimeter away.
All right, not for now. This is a whole different sugya. But over here, the shah, are you allowed, if you have a V-neck and it's stitched together, are you allowed to do it? So it says here, b'feirush, you're allowed to. Ma'atidin, b'esatzav, b'shav, 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 but let's say they give you, let's say you buy a talis and it's raw. No one ever opened up the middle of the talis to stick your head inside. So you want to go take out a scissor and you want to go, and a razor blade, you want to go make the center to make it, it's usser. Because that is called making a utensil. They nice, and now here comes that. Now that we don't need for our sugya. That's not relevant to our sugya. This is what is relevant. They noisten es hamuchon loylusech hakav loylusech hakeses biyamte ve'ein tzech lam shabbos beferish, that you're not allowed to go put this stuff, this soft stuff. It's mukta lekasha habechate batike. A simple answer. If it's for the very first time, I buy an Amazon do-it-yourself pillows. Do-it-yourself pillows. You buy the material and you buy the soft stuff, half the price. So if you buy the soft stuff to make the pillow on Shabbos for the very first time, it's usser. And you know why it's usser? It's usser because you're making a utensil. It's not because of the din of muksa. You're making a utensil. It's not even a din of muksa. You're making a utensil. But batike, let's say you already had a pillow and you had the soft stuff inside and it came out. Somehow your kid's gone to a pillow fight and all of a sudden all this stuff is flying in the air and now you want to collect it and fashtub it back inside. You're not making a pillow. Lach zero lekar zesh nafl menu, it's mutter. There's no din mukso and there's no din me making a utensil. Not mukso because this already was what it was used for. This is what it's, it's not like you're now taking a kli, what was meant to be for cutting fancy, you're now changing it. And it's not called making a utensil because it already was a utensil. You're just putting it back the way it was before. Nashru! But if it falls out, then okay, we'll stop over here. Have a good night. A good Shabbos.
Shabbos, sei gesund.
Shabbos already?
Shine.
Wow.
I couldn't fight this. I couldn't fight this, everybody.
You fight this, Sholim, and thank you for coming.
I got that. Okay.
I've been saying Yalav Yalav already for weeks.
Why?
It's all the same to me. Chukoy Shamayim V'aretz Lo Yishpoisu. Chutz Mi 2020.
Oh, the back scratch is back. I'll see you guys. Sei gesund.
You have a back scratcher? I have better than that.
Hello?
I have better than that. Look what I have.
What do you have?
Look what I have. Wait a minute.
What do you have? I don't see anything.
Where do I have the hand?
Did you watch my brother-in-law?
No. What did he do? I forgot to watch it.
Told you. Wait a minute.
I forgot to watch it.
What do you want to watch? Funny stuff?
I forgot to watch it. Forgot to watch.
Why are you not watching?
Tired.
You like Hebrew ones?
No, I don't know Hebrew.